And I said she get it from her mama. I'ma say you fuck right. Living inside a dream. Let's lay where the love is like. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look.
Yes, America.
Good, you can't touch my.
It's that time to chop it up.
Good, I look.
It's time to chop it up with Joy and Lester.
Put that on my mama.
Right here on FetLifeStation.com. It's gonna be a good show tonight. Here we go, here we go.
Grandma with a peppermint. They say, oh, she smell good. That's just cause I'm heaven sent. Sex game goes stupid.
Dry books from the Bronx. Dry books from the Bronx. And little stupid. Period.
Period. Hello, everybody. Off. My baby came back with a little sniffle, and I got a little show. I am so excited for today's show because from Atlanta, Mr. Benjamin Walker, who will be doing that, but he will be tackling our relationship part of the show, therapist. So we're not getting no information just from no whodunit, you know? It's his mate, so I think he know a little something. So we'll have him on at 6:15. Will be our guest talking about social justice. Sit tight, put your seatbelt on, and enjoy the ride. Yes. And you know what? Speaking of ride, so man, mine are gone. But anyway, actually sitting here, feet robe on, leopard gown on, curly wig, nails on fleek, chilling. Okay, I got dressed for this. All right? I got dressed for this. Even though it sounds like lounge, it is lounge wear, but I got dressed for this. So I'm feeling pretty good. So the ride's going to be nice. We just got another few minutes to chop it up. Get it? Chop it up.
You're funny, Joe.
And then we'll have our first guest on. But I just would like to thank all of our listeners that have been participating with us for the past two shows. We've been getting some good feedback, and I would just like to say thank you, right, Les? It's been good feedback. Yeah, really good feedback. So thank you guys for listening to Joy and Lester chopping it up, because all we want to do is just have a good time and talk nothing but positive energy in the air. There's so much negative stuff going on in the world right now that it's nice to have a little something, a little peace. We only got an hour, but it's our little hour of little peace and sanity a little bit. But we do try to have a little fun, too, in the process. So don't worry. We got some stuff for you, because the relationship part is coming up, and we got some questions out here.
Yeah,
and feel
baby.
Free. Yes, feel free, guys, to chime in on the chat line.
That's right. I think your godmother's trying to tap in right now.
Oh, okay. So how you doing?
Well, how you doing? That could be anybody. What's the godmother's name?
How about say hi? Okay.
But who you saying hi to? Hi to who?
I don't know.
What's
hey.
Your Wait, hold on. You don't know your godmother's name?
I have a bunch. My godmother Lisa. Oh yes, she definitely was gonna call in, or she was gonna try to get online. Hey, godmommy, love you. Oh, there goes the microphone. Did y'all hear that? Oh Lord. Oh my God, that is too funny. Yeah, I was trying to charge it up. Oh my goodness. All right, the marriage coaches say good evening, everyone. Wow. Good evening, guys. How are you? Yes, thank you so much. Good evening. We still trying to work out the kinks, everybody. So just work with us, okay?
No. Ain't no we, it's you. Stop playing.
You see how I thought you were in the bus real
quick? Like, you know, playing.
Hey, he's my technical guy. So if my technical stuff is acting up, y'all better talk to Lester, Mr. Lester, okay? I don't know what. Spilling some tea. I'm trying to, you know how you try to fill space. All right. Huh?
The non-neighborhood, and why they got that? So, doesn't cost
right,
you
that's
anything.
That's a good idea.
Doesn't cost you anything. Why mm-hmm. they think there's an underhanded problem where it's like, if we start advertising for them, they're going to say, hey, you owe me $500. No, bro. It's a way for the community to come together. They do it in the Spanish community. How you think La Mega became so big? You know, they do it. They do it in the Jewish community. Don't you notice that in the Jewish community, everything shuts down at a certain time because they have to go to synagogue. But before they
real strict.
Right. But before they go to synagogue, they all get together at the local synagogue before they start praying and everything and tell what's going on in the community. What's been happening with law enforcement and the hospitals and this and this and that. Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to be like the newspaper for the Bronx and the Queens.
And Brooklyn and Staten Island.
And Brooklyn and Staten
Island,
Long Island. Hey, we can even find what's going on in the ACL. What's going on in the ACL, y'all?
I got connections down in the ACL.
It's 6:15.
Uh-oh.
It's about that time.
You know what that means?
We're going to take a quick break. And when we be back, we will have our Mammoth Coaches.
Yo, this is going to be hot. ATL, stand up!
The truth, your opinion is irrelevant, but I know you think I'm fine. Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline. I can't even lie. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my back, but you could. Too good, put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my back, but you could. I look fly, I look too good.
And we're back. Are we back?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Man, those gummies are kicking back. In, boy.
It's the gummies.
Are we back? The music stopped. Nice. Benji's talking. Are we back?
Is it hot in here? Or is it me? I think it's hot in here.
Help her, Benji. Help her, Benji.
So, okay, guys, we are so honored to be able to have the Mammoth Coaches on our line today. And before I even give him the microphone, I would just like to just say, if you have any questions after he's done speaking, please feel free. Type in the chat, call us on the phone. We take live calls. Listen, we got you. Okay, because we want everybody to reach 25 at least. That's going to be the goal. 25 and then beyond.
Let's go.
Okay, let's hit that. 25 years together or beyond. That's our goal. So, so I'll let you go ahead, Mr. Walker. Mm-hmm. Take it on.
Okay, so first and foremost, I got to say, I love the two of y'all together. The two of y'all together the vibe is so right. And when I say it's real, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's happening out here that's fake. You know, our ex-president used to talk about fake news. And there's a lot of fakeness going on out here. So I definitely have to say I appreciate both of you and big up to you for coming out here and putting the real of the real out for the people to hear what's really real. Because people are living for real today. We are living in some real trying times where trauma is a real thing. And that trauma is has such an effect. And then let's not even talk about COVID, the COVID trauma that has happened. So I'm just saying, big up to y'all. Thank you for doing what y'all do the way y'all do it. And
We appreciate you.
No, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Let's talk. So welcome.
Let's talk about it. So talk to me. Tell me what you need.
So our first question was for the marriage coaches was, how do you know if a man or a woman wants to be in a relationship?
Ooh, okay.
So what are some telltale signs?
Okay. So I can tell you this for certain. I've been in plenty of relationships. So I'm speaking from personal experience. But then I'm speaking also from the experience of me being a marriage counselor, having the opportunity to sit in front of people from all walks of life, whether or not they've had formal education or not, whether or not they believe in God, whether or not they believe in God heavily, but can't seem to figure out how to make this thing work. The first thing I can tell you for certain is for a man, the reason why men or how you know that they're ready for a relationship is because they're tired of something. So now you say tired of something. So what does that mean? Okay, so they're either tired of dating all of these different women. They're tired of spending all of this money because they're dating all of these different women.
It's expensive.
Yes, expensive. But I think the clincher, the biggest one of all, is they're tired of being alone. Because although they spend time with multiple women, at some point, and most points, they're alone, which is why they'll then leave from one and go to the other and then slide over to the other until they get tired of that one, and then leave that one and go over to the other one. But it's always about being tired. Now, the second part of that is how you know when they do find that one, they can't get enough of her. Because there's a thing out here, and I've been, I'm ashamed to say it, but there's the thing. I was talking to a young man, a younger adult, and we were discussing relationships. And I asked a similar question. And he said, there's a such thing called PNC. And I said, PNC, what's that? He said, post-nut clarity.
Wow, I'm loving this. This has been the most informative. Did y'all hear that? I need you to repeat that.
He said, it's called PNC, post-nut clarity. And, okay, so I'm sure y'all asking, what does that mean? Like, what are you talking about? That's some fragging apple out of my life. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe you've heard this. You've heard a brother have a conversation and say, dang, after I dropped that nut, was that really worth it? Should I have even done that? Maybe that's not what I should have done. Okay, she got to go. She got to go home. So you're like, huh? When you think about why men move from one to the next is because they're seeking something and they're looking to find something, right? Because we are natural by God's nature to be, we're creatures of habit, number one. Number two, we seek to conquer. That's why the lion is what the lion is. The lion is the lion of the jungle. He seeks to conquer and to be the king of all. Well, men are no different. It's innate in us. And the thing, when you know that a man for sure is ready for that relationship, is when you find that woman after you've gone through, prayerfully, not too many, because every time you go through a different woman, you add something else to her and you take something away from her. And when you take that thing away from her, something that she will never get back. And when you find that one, she's that one that when you stop for a moment and you process, the woman that I'm looking at right now is the woman that I love and I care for. But what happens when the day comes when that woman that I fell in love with is no longer looking like, feeling like, and is able to do all the things that she was doing from the day one when we first met?
Oh my God. If you don't speak this into fruition, come on, Mr. Luka, bring it home.
Because, you know, one of the decisions that's made, I think, when a man realizes that she's it, is when he has the ability to say, you know, when you say those great words, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, for sickness and in health, until death do us part, that's when a man has acknowledged, you know what, no matter what, no matter whether or not my wife loses both of her breasts, whether or not my wife has cancer, whether or not my wife has an ailing disease that doesn't allow her to perform the way she did when we first met, but yet I still love her. I'm willing to wipe her behind for her. I'm willing to wipe her nose. I'm willing to take care of her just as though we were able to take care of our children together. That's when you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that that man is ready.
My baby.
And I'm sure you, Miss Brown, you can attest to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This experience, well, how can I say it? This journey that I've been put on has definitely made me look at the world and people and my own spouse and my own relationship in a whole different light. You never know how much somebody loves you until there is something traumatic that happens and you look up and the person is still there.
Still there. Amen.
That right there, I have been so, when I say like, words can't even express it because like I tell people all the time, asking God, well, how's Mr. Brown? How's Mr. Brown? Thank you for acknowledging that Mr. Brown is still there.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because after a while, you know, there's a lot of men who aren't strong enough to deal with the type of stuff that I know me personally is going through. So I know if anyone else has a terminal illness that they can testify to, that they will know. Yeah, my mate left right when I found out. My mate left me 10 months in.
Right in the middle of it all.
But trust me, my mate was treating me bad, was acting like I was the reason we was going through stuff, the reason I had a terminal illness. It was my fault, you know? Like, it's so many emotions and so many things that you look for before, so that when you get to this point, it's like it was a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have never thought you would leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think about it like that. Like, that's your person. That's how you know when you start to do the dating process. People don't ask questions no more.
Yeah.
Have you seen anybody's driver's license? Hello. Somebody talk to me. I know ain't the gummy talking. There's somebody else in here talking to me. It ain't busy. It ain't Russell. Who are you talking to me? Somebody here talking to me. Because I'm telling you, no one asks any questions anymore. You get to an Uber. You got more information about the Uber driver than you do your damn person you just went to dinner with. You don't even have a driver's license. Bruh, woman or man, I'm looking for both of y'all. It ain't just the men. I mean, the women that need to be mindful of the men out here. There's some crazy women too.
Amen.
Do you know how anybody know how to write? Do you know people's signature? Huh? Ask yourself that. Have you seen their handwriting? So if they ever left you a Dear John letter, did you know it's from them? Not unless they typed it or they emailed it to you.
That's real.
But it's the truth. It's the truth. But you know what? We got it. Oh, my gosh. As soon as we get into a good, you know what, Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Would you mind if we got you back on in like another 15 minutes? Because I have another guest coming on. Are we good? We can get you back next week? All right, because we got some more. We wanted more elaboration on this because this was good. So I got to stick to the business part. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And Mr. Walker will be back with us after we have Ms. Shepherd on. Okay, guys? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Walker. Marriage Posters Unite. Yay!
We got this song because the marriage counselor said something that hit home. Check this out.
If he put her down,
We are back. Thank you for holding on. And now we have the next part of our segment where we were introducing Ms. Rosalyn Shepherd, who will be talking to us today about social justice and the traumas. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
Hey, hey, Lester. Hey, Joy. Hey.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining our platform. We really appreciate it. Lester, you have to hear everything that she's been in.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mama.
It would have been nice if you would have hit the button.
I know. And I told her, let me make you laugh. Lester, I told her I was on a gummy. And I said, I'm so sorry. I forgot to press the button. We had a whole conversation.
Only on Chopping It Up with Joy and Lester.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, yes. Lester, you got to love it. You got to love it.
Yes.
You asked me how was I doing. I'm traumatized. Let me tell you, I'm glad I know how to deal with it. I wrote a book about it, so I know how to deal with it. Who wouldn't be traumatized today with all this mess that's going on? You can't even go on the internet. I go on the internet for one thing, and next thing you know, I'm all the way somewhere else and then forgot what I went on the internet for. It's like Times Square when you open up the computer. So it's a crazy world we live in right now. Crazy.
Yes, it definitely is.
And I'm here to help people navigate it, you know, however we got to navigate, because we have to get through this, man. And some of us have a responsibility and a role to make it better. But my name is Rosalyn Shepherd, and I'm a business and political consultant. I started my career in the community before I started my professional career. And when I started my career, it was when, in my community, young black, you know, elementary school males were being railroaded into special ed, who, you know, they didn't belong there. And so we kind of addressed that and got the interim acting superintendent removed because that's not the agenda we wanted in our community. And, you know, we're all responsible for our own communities. You know, no one's going to come in our community and do the work. But I began my career in politics on the executive committee for Hillary Clinton. And then also, I was a campaign manager, so they brought Hillary Clinton to meet me. And I'm like, I'm just going down to politics. Why are they bringing her to me? I didn't know. But it was like, okay, hello. You know, that was cool. When it comes to social justice, my goodness. Okay, I just got a call yesterday from someone who was wrongfully convicted, because I work on wrongful conviction cases as well. And they were assaulted in the prison by the corrections officer, about four of them. And it seems to be going on. There's so much happening in our world. I think people are stressed out. You know, if I was a correction officer in that environment, I don't know you know, what impact it may have on me. But wrong is wrong. And I just think we need to address trauma. So I wrote a book about it, and it's called Good Loving 101, Your Guide to Healthy Relationships. And I think everybody needs a little good loving. Would you not agree?
Oh, yes.
Oh, all yeah.
Day, every day. All day, every day. Even with a gummy.
Little enhancement. You know, it comes with loving ourselves first. Listen, when you think about it, think about the things you're going through and how you push through it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. Every day.
Can't stop. Yep.
You know, we do. And we're dealing with our own individual trauma. And that's where I start. Okay. I start with looking at the person in the mirror. I have a series. It's called A Talk with the Person in the Mirror. It was a radio show as well. And there's a book series as well. And my life, that's where things began for me. I had to one day look at myself in the mirror, and I couldn't. It's like I was looking at myself and I want to look away because wow. All of these negative thoughts came. I was like, look at your skin. Look at your eyes. Look at your hair. I was thinking of all the negative things.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. But something said, do not turn away. Don't turn away this time. And I continued to look and tears started falling down my eyes. And, you know, but I let the tape in my head play out. And when it played out, guess what I heard? After all of that stuff about my skin, my hair, my eyes, my neck, whatever played out, guess what I heard?
You're beautiful.
I heard myself, and it came up from the inside. It said, I love you.
I love you, too.
I never told myself I love me. Have you ever told? I mean, from your inner being. My soul told me I love you with my imperfections, just the way I was. And that was the day that I accepted myself just the way I was.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful because a lot of people, men and women, can't look themselves in the mirror and honestly like the person they see back in there.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, or to tell themselves that they love themselves. So this was, I really would like for our listeners, we always, from Chopping Up with Joy and Lester, family orientated, we have our cut up moments, but most of the time we really trying to just uplift the Black community, the community period, and put some happiness, a little joy, a little lighthearted stuff, but we also want to bring things to the light as well. So bringing this to the light would definitely help someone else, because the question of the night, what's your reflection?
But hold on. I just want to add a little piece. First of all, thank you for coming on. I mean, what you just said is starting to hit home, I'm sure. But Joy just said, looking in the mirror, what's your reflection? I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. Don't hold me to it. This is just me. This is not Joy. This is not the radio station. It's just me. We as a people can't see our reflection because we don't know what we look like because we keep dressing up like a baby doll with the fake hair, the fake eyes, and all that stuff. Sometimes you got to let all that stuff go and just be your natural, born, beautiful self. That's all I got to say.
Bro, don't get me started on that. I went on a journey with that.
Now, Lester.
And Lester. Period.
And Lester.
What happened to Lester? Did he leave?
Period. We're going to have a sidebar. Go ahead, Miss Shepherd. Please continue.
Well, let me say this. It's interesting. I'll bring a little reality to it, but it's true. You know, that's very true. I'm going to put a disclaimer on this, but this was a part of my journey. It's my truth, and hey, it's my truth. So, and I'm going to tell it. I remember driving down the street and just becoming disgusted because I go into different neighborhoods in my work. I work in Jewish communities. I work in Asian communities. I've worked with Polish people. I've been a part of a fellowship that brought dissimilar people together to solve problems together. So I got a chance to see how an issue affects me one way, but it may affect another community differently.
That's right.
And so it's important to look at it. So I would drive around, and every black woman I saw had a wig. Everybody. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wigs. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with wigs, anything. I do TV right now. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. But when you use it to create another persona or identity because you have not embraced who you really are, that's where the problem comes in.
Right.
And that's the problem that I see in our community or saw in our community. And then the other thing, and, you know, I can say this, I'm a little older now, but was that when you go into other communities, you don't see the base dressing where everything is out and, you know, showing everything in the tight clothes. People, the women dress a little more modestly. Now, some people might have a problem with that. I really, you know, that's your problem. This is my truth. I as I got older,
this is what you witnessed, and this is what you saw with your own two eyes.
But for even for myself, I have to confess, I didn't know that our pants don't always have to be tight. You know, I didn't know. You know, most of, and it's because I didn't know. But that was just my, you know, I was, what I saw was we wore tight pants all the time, and you know, we did other. But there's a different styles of dressing. So the long and short of it is, no, if there's nothing wrong with, if you want to wear tight pants to the day you die, that's fine. I'm just saying that whatever we do, it's important to first embrace who we are, you know, totally, and have self-love and unconditional love, because that branches out to a whole other things that we don't do that causes the quality of life to be affected.
Wow. Now, I definitely would like to just do a little toot-toot. I am the 1% that is the weave, the natural, the braids. I'm every woman. I have a whole nother situation going on. I got like 15 personalities, so I dress each one of them accordingly. So I know who Joy is, but sometimes I like to be Dina. I like to be Lovejoy. I like to be Goldie. There's a whole bunch of us over here. So that's my little take on that part. But to add on to what you were saying, can you be naked? Can you be naked in that mirror and still be who you are?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you walk out that door, you're your representative. You're your business card. You're your brand. You're your spokesperson, everything. So, as your honest do you have an honest reflection? That's something everyone you might want to talk about. And well, also, see, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. No.
Also, too, I want to hear it all.
Yeah. It's just the fact that a lot of us don't check in on each other. And you never know what someone's going through to where they might not see themselves without it.
Right.
There are some women that, you know, that's just their thing. It's what they do. Like, don't get me wrong, if they took away eyelashes, my sister calls them, I'm going to let y'all know what they really supposed to be called. Do you know that a hooker in England came up with false eyelashes? And y'all going like, oh my God, Joy, for real. They were called, where my baby at? Go on out the room real quick. They were called cum catchers. Because she didn't want to get it in her eye.
Bingo!
But you would not catch me now outside without my lashes. Before all this stuff happened, oh my gosh, my lashes was my thing. Even my lashes and my different color wigs and different hair and all that stuff, that's my thing. My sister's like, you really going to wear those cum catchers for real? Like, Joy, really? Because I will wear them. I will wear them like Snuffles up against. You ever see Snuffles up against? From Sesame
But there's nothing wrong with that.
I know, that's my little thing that I like to do. And, you know, I mean, it's not regular because, trust me, Mr. Brown would prefer I do none of this stuff. I'm doing this thinking I'm doing a service. Like, oh, yeah, you got this lady tonight. You got that one tomorrow. No, it makes no difference because the person he really wants is the bald headed one.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Oh, wow. That's me right now.
Can I ask you guys a question? I got a question for you.
Sure.
Think back to when, I'm just using this loosely, when we were poor, when we were growing up in the so-called ghetto, okay? Mommy and aunties didn't have a lot of money to buy wigs and all this stuff. They were naturally beautiful with the short hair, with the curly hair. They used what they had. What they had? Conquiline, Vaseline, lard. Come on, man.
Don't forget Dax.
Rollers, little puffy rollers.
Straightening comb, but that burned us up, though.
Listen. I like my black women natural. Okay, nothing's wrong with a wig now and then, eyelashes, you know, foundation, whatever. But back in those days, the average African-American woman, the average beautiful black woman was natural. Natural. Look at, you know, I just have to say, like, look at Foxy Brown and all these, you know, ladies who are on TV and the movies. You know,
but that's what they're doing now.
No,
that's what they saw back then, and that's why the girls now are emulating what they see.
All these girls,
not Foxy Brown, the rapper. Who you talking about? Foxy Brown from the Black.
Not the rapper. No, you're talking about
the actress,
the lady from the movie,
the actress, Andrea. Right? The actress, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's one of my favorites. I love her.
You know, but I think
that Joy said it, though. She, you know, it's like, when you have embraced who you are, that's one thing. Now, you're not going to go too far. You're going to have a balance. Okay, if you like to do different things, like, you know, dress different ways and stuff like that, you should be free to be yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you have to first, and Joy, you said it. You said, I fully accept Joy, but I like to do X, Y, and Z. So you ratchet. That's okay.
Everybody needs to embrace their inner being, embrace your crazy, embrace your whatever. If you got a little something that you just like to do, just to be free, be you. But just remember who you are at the end of the day, because you take you everywhere.
But when that's cool, and I think that's. We should be free to do that, but look at what's happening. Right now, it's just crazy because now the eyelashes are on the forehead. Come on now.
You know what? Touche. You got that one. You got that one. Yeah, I've seen them to the top lip.
No, I'm talking, have you seen the baby hair now? Now the baby hair. Where they look
like,
looking.
Are you serious? Like, please, are we going to talk about that? Are we talking about, that's not baby hair. That's middle school hair. That ain't baby. That child is in middle school. She ain't no baby no more. She is in middle school wearing her own ponytail.
I don't know, man. I saw it today. Somebody was like, when did eyelashes become the new, on your forehead become the new?
Oh my God.
But it's crazy. You know what? I have to say, though, I don't see this in any other community. Not that we gauge ourselves by other communities. I don't mean it like that. But what I'm saying is, when I was looking at some videos, I was out one night, the other night, and you know, the new, you know, music artists were coming out and the girls were bent over. And I mean, these are young girls. So this is a whole new generation of bending over, showing the behind, doing all this stuff. So do we, you know, and these big eyelashes and not being natural and stuff like that. I kind of like, when are we going to see who we are naturally or, you know, in the media? Or in videos and stuff
That's
like that.
That's what we need.
Yeah, we do.
We do. And we need to. Like, if I went live, like I told the guests earlier, I told the audience earlier, I'm laying here leopard down. But trust me, I have all my curly stuff, but I can take it off. I'm fine with that. You know, I could be natural to do the show naturally and let everyone see Joy at her natural best. But
right.
Unfortunately, right now, you know, we haven't gotten to the. the Zoom part, that's coming soon. Trust me, we're going to be in your house soon enough, guys. You wait. Chopping up with Joy and Lester all day, period. Yes. I had such a wonderful time. Did you?
Yeah.
Shepard, did you have a good time?
I'm a little, I got traumatized. No, I'm
you got traumatized.
No, no,
oh, she got jokes. We got to have her back. She got jokes. She got jokes. All right. No, you got a sense of humor. We love it. We love it. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, because, like, wait, what's going on in this world? Because now being artificial has become the norm. That's what's, that's what I hear. Listen. That's become the norm now. When it becomes the norm, I got a problem with that.
Yes, yes, definitely. And we want to thank Mr. Walker. We were going to bring him back, but we got so tied up over here that this was like going so smooth. But guess what? Mr. Walker going to be back next week because he's a regular.
Yeah,
so we'll have him next week. But we would love to invite you back. And also, we have been recording the show, so we'll definitely be sending you a copy at the end. So you can have one for yourself, so you can share, because we would love to have you back. Just, you just touched the surface. Like, it's an iceberg.
Big time.
You just touched like a little, a cube of ice out of the ice tray. Not even the iceberg itself. And we would love to have you have a spot just to talk about more. We need more.
Tell us a little bit about your book. We got a couple of seconds left. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Yes.
A lot of the things that we just talked about are a byproduct of the trauma that we have not healed in our lives. You know, I'll talk about me. Growing up, we used to be lined up. And I remember from the time I was in pre-kindergarten to the time I left home, we would be lined up and watch each other get a beating. And while you're watching your sibling writhe in pain with an honor cord, you like, oh, you realize you cry for them, then you're next. I've seen my brother get beaten in the testicles with a hose and go to the hospital. His testicles grew up to the size of two softballs. I'm telling you, when you start thinking about the things that you've experienced in your life that you may be running away from, that it's time to start going back to just to heal, just to heal that. Because a lot of the behaviors that we have that are presenting now are showing up because of the trauma we haven't healed. And my book deals with that on an individual basis, identifies traumas, tells us how these things sabotage our relationships. This is why people can't, you love somebody, but your heart is broken because y'all can't be together. You can't stay together. So I help people with all of that. Thank you for
asking. Where can we find your book?
It's on Rise Network, RISE Network.net in the bookstore. And that's my platform. Yeah, check it out.
All right.
I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, we look forward to having you back. And people, go get the book. Go get the book. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Get the book. But we want to thank everyone for tuning in as always. Chopping It Up with Joy and Lester has been a product of FetLifeStation.com. Thank you so much. We will see you back next week, Thursday, 6 o'clock.
That's right. And remember, everything you hear on this show, don't take it to heart. Research it. Reach out to these individuals who are coming on. We're going to make sure they leave their information and their phone numbers or emails, whatever. Because if we don't heal each other, what else do we have? We are what everybody else strives to be, people, believe it or not. I'm telling you, I met too many people who are like, hey, this is really good. This is really that. But when it's time to come together and help that next person, where'd that person
nowhere
go?
To be found.
Where'd they go? Yeah. Where'd they go?
Nowhere to be
don't
found.
Talk it if you can't live it.
Absolutely. That's a good saying. I like that. That's good.
Don't talk it if you can't live it. Thank you, everybody who are tuning in, you know, chopping it up with Joy and Lester. I'm going to send Joy's husband a little text and say,
Lester,
my brother, my brother, please don't let your wife take a gummy before the show. Atlanta, we appreciate you.
gosh.
Big Ben down there. Yeah, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all five boroughs, all over the world. Yo, we are streaming right now. Yeah, we are all over the world. Trust me and believe. When I go on and look at where we're at, we got people listening in Africa and all places like
this. Wow, wow, right, so wow.
It's going to get better every show.
It's a national week. And thank you to our guests. And we just want to say, everybody, have a wonderful night and happy holidays.
Yes, yes.
And we will see you next week, Thursday, 6 o'clock. Chopping up. Ow, ow, ow. Trey Briggs from the Bronx. All right.
And remember, one word, three words. We cry together.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. That was awesome.
You know, me and my woman, we've been going through a lot of changes for about 6 months or so. It's been real hard to talk to one another. You know, a relationship ain't nothing without communication. Looking at the ceiling overhead, eyes wide open about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, baby, we can't go on this way. She said, you're right. I said, I know you love me, and I love you. Then we started holding each other. I felt a tear roll down my face.
Last night, me and my woman, we cried together, said we ups and downs. All we have to do is talk, we can work it out. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away, let me hold you tight. Tomorrow we'll feel better, 'cause it's a brand new day. Oh, last night, me and my woman, we cried together, said we shine. Sometimes it has to rain, just like we enjoy the pleasure, we have to stand the pain. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Oh, let me hold you close, let's talk to each other, I wanna hear what you gotta say. And then we
never made love before. You know we start hugging each other and kiss,
cry,
and I wipe the tears from my face, and I'm love all over the place.
Special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce. What Christmas is to me. Oh, and the snow the children play, while grown-ups plan the holidays. You do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to get praise. Christmas is to me.